Today is the 25th day of May. Welcome. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is great to be here with you today. Honestly, favorite place to be. Safest place. This oasis that we come into and just let the Bible speak. And we're just here together, but all on the same page, moving in the same direction. And man, it's just a beautiful thing to be able to do that. At least have that one, you know, place in life where things actually kind of make sense and keep going in the same direction. And I'm really grateful for you. Grateful for you to be here. Grateful for me to be here. Grateful for us to take the next step forward as we continue this journey. Today, 2 Samuel chapters 7 and 8. The king settled into his palace, for the Lord gave him relief from all his enemies on all sides. The king said to Nathan the prophet, "Look, I am living in a palace made from cedar, while the ark of God sits in the middle of a tent." Nathan replied to the king, "You should go and do whatever you have in mind, for the Lord is with you." That night the Lord's message came to Nathan, "Go, tell my servant David, this is what the Lord has said. Do you really intend to build a house for me to live in? I have not lived in a house from the time I brought the Israelites up from Egypt to the present day. Instead, I was traveling with them and living in a tent. Wherever I moved among the Israelites, I did not say to any of their leaders whom I appointed to care for my people Israel, 'Why have you not built me a house made from cedar?' So now say this to my servant David. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies has said. I took you from the pasture and from your work as a shepherd to make you leader of my people Israel. I was with you wherever you went, and I defeated all your enemies before you. Now I will make you as famous as the great men of the earth. I will establish a place for my people Israel and settle them there. They will live there and not be disturbed anymore. Violent men will not oppress them again, as they did in the beginning and during the time when I appointed judges to lead my people Israel. Instead, I will give you relief from all your enemies. The Lord declares to you that He Himself will build a dynastic house for you. When the time comes for you to die, I will raise up your descendant, one of your own sons, to succeed you, and I will establish his kingdom. He will build a house for my name, and I will make his dynasty permanent. I will become his father, and he will become my son. When he sins, I will correct him with the rod of men and with wounds inflicted by human beings. But my loyal love will not be removed from him, as I removed it from Saul, whom I removed from before you. Your house and your kingdom will stand before me permanently. Your dynasty will be permanent." Nathan told David all these words that were revealed to him. King David went in, sat before the Lord, and said, "Who am I, O sovereign Lord? And what is my family that you should have brought me to this point? And you didn't stop there, O Lord God. You have also spoken about the future of your servant's family. Is this your usual way of dealing with men, O sovereign Lord? What more can David say to you? You have given your servant special recognition, O sovereign Lord. For the sake of your promise and according to your purpose, you have done this great thing in order to reveal it to your servant. Therefore, you are great, O sovereign Lord, for there is none like you. There is no God besides you. What we have heard is true. Who is like your people Israel, a unique nation on the earth? Their God went to claim a nation for himself and to make a name for himself. You did great and awesome acts for your land, before your people whom you delivered for yourself from the Egyptian Empire and its gods. You made Israel your very own people for all time. You, O Lord, became their God. So now, O Lord God, make this promise you have made about your servant and his family a permanent reality. Do as you promised, so you may gain lasting fame. As people say, the Lord of Heaven's armies is God over Israel. The dynasty of your servant David will be established before you. For you, O Lord of Heaven's armies, the God of Israel, have told your servant, I will build you a dynastic house. That is why your servant has had the courage to pray this prayer to you. Now, O Sovereign Lord, you are the true God. May your words prove to be true. You have made this good promise to your servant. Now be willing to bless your servant's dynasty so that it may stand permanently before you. For you, O Sovereign Lord, have spoken. By your blessings, may your servant's dynasty be blessed from now on into the future. Later, David defeated the Philistines and subdued them. David took Metheg Ammah from the Philistines. He defeated the Moabites. He made them lie on the ground and then used a rope to measure them off. He put 2/3 of them to death and spared the other third. The Moabites became David's subjects and brought tribute. David defeated King Hadadezer, son of Rahab of Zobah, when he came to reestablish his authority over the Euphrates River. David seized from him 1,700 charioteers and 20,000 infantrymen. David cut the hamstrings of all but 100 of the chariot horses. The Arameans of Damascus came to help King Hadadezer of Zobah, but David killed 22,000 of the Arameans. David placed garrisons in the territory of the Arameans of Damascus. The Arameans became David's subjects and brought tribute. The Lord protected David wherever he campaigned. David took the golden shields that belonged to Hadadezer's servants and brought them to Jerusalem. From Tebah and Berothai, Hadadezer's cities, King David took a great deal of bronze. When King Toi of Hamath heard that David had defeated the entire army of Hadadezer, he sent his son Joram to King David to extend his best wishes and to pronounce a blessing on him for his victory over Hadadezer, for Toi had been at war with Hadadezer. He brought with him various items made of silver, gold, and bronze. King David dedicated these things to the Lord, along with the dedicated silver and gold that he had taken from all the nations that he had subdued, including Edom, Moab, the Ammonites, the Philistines, and Amalek. This also included some of the plunder taken from King Hadadezer, son of Rahab of Zobah. David became famous when he returned from defeating the Edomites in the Valley of Salt. He defeated 18,000 in all. He placed garrisons throughout Edom, and all the Edomites became David's subjects. The Lord protected David wherever he campaigned. David reigned over all Israel. He guaranteed justice for all his people. Joab, son of Zeruiah, was general in command of the army. Jehoshaphat, son of Ahilud, was secretary. Zadok, son of Ahitub, and Ahimelech, son of Abiathar, were priests. Sariah was scribe. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, supervised the Keratites and Pelatites, and David's sons were priests. John 14, 15 through 31. If you love me, you will obey my commandments. Then I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he resides with you and will be in you. I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will not see me any longer, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live too. You will know at that time that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. The person who has my commandments and obeys them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will reveal myself to him. Lord, Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, what has happened that you are going to reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will obey my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and take up residence with him. The person who does not love me does not obey my words, and the word you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. I have spoken these things while staying with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and will cause you to remember everything I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give it to you as the world does. Do not let your hearts be distressed or lacking in courage. You heard me say to you, I am going away and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I am. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will not speak with you much longer, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me, but I am doing just what the Father commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Get up. Let us go from here. Psalm 119, 33 through 48. He. Teach me, O Lord, the lifestyle prescribed by your statutes, so that I might observe it continually. Give me understanding, so that I might observe your law, and keep it with all my heart. Guide me in the path of your commands, for I delight to walk in it. Give me a desire for your rules, rather than for wealth gained unjustly. Turn my eyes away from what is worthless. Revive me with your word. Confirm to your servant your promise, which you made to the one who honors you. Take away the insults that I dread. Indeed, your regulations are good. Look, I long for your precepts. Revive me with your deliverance. Vav. May I experience your loyal love, O Lord, and your deliverance as you promised. Then I will have a reply for the one who insults me, for I trust in your word. Do not completely deprive me of a truthful testimony, for I await your justice. Then I will keep your law continually, now and for all time. I will be secure, for I seek your precepts. I will speak about your regulations before kings and not be ashamed. I will find delight in your commands, which I love. I will lift my hands to your commands, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Proverbs 15, 33. The fear of the Lord provides wise instruction, and before honor comes humility. Okay, so as we continue to move into 2 Samuel and deeper into David's story, the king is finally very firmly on his throne and had created peace with all of the neighboring peoples. He built this massive palace for himself and then turned his focus to a temple for God. And God didn't want him to build a temple. Rather, this task would fall to his heir. But God did make a covenant with the king, promising a dynasty going forward. And David, I mean, we followed this story from the youngest in a family in an obscure place, moves from obscurity to complete celebrity, national hero for killing the giant Goliath. And so we've watched this whole story. What a whirlwind. I mean, his life has been on the run and hyper-vigilant the entire time. And so here he is now, hearing all this from God. And his words, they kind of hit. Who am I? Who am I, O Sovereign Lord? What is my family that you have brought me this far? We can probably all say that. I absolutely resonate completely with that. And so, with gratitude, we are grateful for what we're learning here and grateful for the fact that we have been brought this far. Who are we to have been brought this far? Then yesterday in the Gospel of John, we began the final words Jesus spoke to his friends before he would be arrested, before his suffering would begin. Since this is the final time that we move through this story, I mean, we need to look into and feel the weight of the words, because these are the last words he has chosen. Like, this is the parting shot. If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. So this word, advocate, literally speaks of a helper, but a representative. Jesus gave us help and representation that will never leave us and will only lead us into the truth. So isn't it interesting that we already have what we continually seek? I mean, like, let's absorb that. Consider the ways that we completely ignore the Holy Spirit, even as a category, as we search for life's meaning and making sense of it. When I am raised to life again, Jesus said, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. That is quite a fascinating statement. What would be a word that would describe what Jesus is talking about? For me, that word is intertwined. Jesus described a state of being that is completely intertwined with God. He is within us. It would be difficult to be more intertwined than that. What difference would it make to this day, if we believed this? how would we look at the world if we embraced the fact that we are not separated from God? We cannot be separated from God. He is literally a part of who we are. I am leaving you with a gift, Jesus said. Peace of mind and peace of heart. Ah, man. Are we not seeking these things? He continues, and the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. And the promise in that, the comforts that these words can bring. Why do we rarely embrace these things? Why do we ignore them so often? Maybe we're trying to find peace in having control and being able to order things and make sense of them. We're trying to find peace in the things of this world, but according to Jesus, this peace of mind and heart is not something that the world can offer. Because it's not about external circumstances. It's not about ordering the outside world. It's way deeper than that. It comes from the Holy Spirit, the advocate Jesus spoke of today, who leads us into all truth so that we can see what's really going on here. Jesus' final words at his final meal. They contain inside them everything that we're looking for in our life. But they will never work when we're trying to invite Jesus to become a part of our life, rather than understanding that Jesus has invited us to become a part of his. He has invited us into his life. And within that life of Christ, we find that we never will be abandoned or left without the truth. Also, the final words Jesus speaks to his friends, and they're words for each of us. And they're words to allow to penetrate deep into the soil of our hearts. And so, Holy Spirit, come, Spirit of Truth, Advocate. Lead us into all truth. Lead us on the path that leads us to wisdom. Lead us on the path that is true. I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is the website that is home base. That is where you find out what's going on around here. And so do that. The community section is where to get connected and be connected, whether through the prayer wall or through the different links to the social media platforms that we're on. Check out the Daily Audio Bible Shop. There are resources there, everything from the DAB, the different DAB logo hats, the leather patched, really high quality caps, to the breathing prayer book, to the Daily Audio Bible Journal and things to write with, to Promised Land or The God of Your Story or Reframe or Sneezing Jesus, different books to take deeper dives in different directions that are essential as we read the Bible. Check all those things out. Check the resources out. And if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if being around the global campfire is meaningful to you, thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, everyone. It's Christy in Kentucky. I just wanted to call and to ask for prayer for my friend, good friend, Judy. Known her for about 25 years. She's 83, and she is going through a really hard time right now. They found a mass in her colon, and it was an incidental. Well, that's what they say. It's not really incidental, is it? Nothing's incidental. God had her go to the emergency room as she was very pale and weak, and she was anemic and had pneumonia. And when they, did further testing, they found out that she was bleeding, and they did a colonoscopy and found this mass. So they removed it, said it was encapsulated, and we were rejoicing in the fact that she was completely healed. And then they told her that they had found a cancer cells in her lymph nodes. So now she has stage 3 cancer, and they told her it is treatable. She's an elderly lady, and just asking you to pray for this precious sister in Christ. Also, Corey, I want you to know that I am praying for you. I'm praying for your whole family. I'm so sorry to hear all the tragedies that are happening in your life. Pray for your family of your niece. Also praying for your mama and your daddy, your whole family, Corey. I'm just praying for you all. And also for you, Mary. Mary, I pray that God lifts you up out of your pain and restores you back to health, dear sister. Father, we love you and we praise you, and we send all these prayers to you and to your throne. We love you. We trust you. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, everyone. I love you. Have a blessed day.
Hello, DAB family. Daniel here. I had requested prayer for my nephew, Justin, a few times in the last month or two. Just a quick update. My sister is saying that he's bleeding worse than ever today, and that he is not in a good place, and he's refusing to go to a hospital and get help because he doesn't trust the hospitals. And my sister is concerned that if he loses too much blood, that his organs will start shutting down. So I ask my beautiful DAB family once again to join with me together in praying for my nephew. If you could, Father, we thank you. We lift up Justin to your throne of grace. We pray the blood of Jesus over him, spirit, soul, and body, Lord. We call upon your name. Lord, we know you know everything about him, so we thank you that all he has need of, your hand is provided. Lord, we pray your blessing, your protection, your provision. Lord, we pray for wisdom and insight for my sister to know what to do and to encourage him to get help, that he wouldn't refuse all help just because he doesn't trust. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you would show him to get off his sick bed and join up with my sister and go get help as required. We pray your healing upon him, Lord. We pray for that blood flow to stop in the name of Jesus. We call upon your name and we thank you, Lord, that all he has in need of, your hand is provided, and great is your faithfulness, Lord. We pray your blessing upon him. Thank you, family. Thank you for your prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, this one goes out to Princess. You said your name is Francis. That was my grandmother's name. I love that name. So I heard your heart and that you lost your spouse. And today at work, I spoke with two women that had lost their husbands on the phone. And it just stood out to me that I felt like I should call and say a prayer. I want you to know that you're not alone. You have family here at the Daily Audio Bible. We really are a family. And your spouse is not gone. He's just waiting. You know that. And he's started a grand adventure that is going to be absolutely amazing for us one day as well. So I just want to pray. Lord, I ask that you give this sister the peace that surpasses understanding. Give her comfort. There's a scripture that says you're closer than a friend. There's Psalms 91, Lord, where it says I'm going to butcher it, but I'll paraphrase, Lord, that to take shelter under your wing and that you are our shelter and our protector. Lord, I just ask that you shelter her and protect her. Give her that warmth of knowing that you're there with her. Give her the awesome encouragement from scripture that you give us whenever we read or listen to scripture and something stands out where it can't be a coincidence. It's so much more than a coincidence. And Lord, I ask that you bless her with people coming into her life and good friendship and company and entertainment and fun, Lord, to get her through this time, and just encourage her and lift her up, Lord. People do such amazing things after the loss of their spouse, and it's not the end, but it's a continuation of life. And I just ask that you show her new paths and new directions and a new purpose, Lord. Just be with her and encourage her. None of us can encourage her properly.
Hi, my name's Teresa. I live in California, and this is my first time calling in for a prayer request. My family has suffered a tragic loss in our family. My Aunt Jessica was murdered in a really horrific way in North Carolina, leaving two children behind. We're in the process of getting them over to us now. They should be arriving here in a couple days, thank God. But I just want prayers for our whole family during this terrible time, for my grandma, my aunt's mom, who lost her first daughter, and of course for her two kids, whose lives are changed forever. So I'm just asking for prayer. I know this is like a lot, and I just really need all the prayers we can get. I know God is with us during this time. I feel him, and I can see him in this dark time, but I just thought I would reach out and ask for even more prayers. Thank you guys so much.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Danielle calling from Saskatchewan. I am just calling to ask for prayer for my fiance. We are getting married in about 3 weeks, and I've called in before about my schooling situation, and we will be moving to a different province at the end of summer. So this is a big move, and there has been a lot of change coming up for the both of us. And my fiance is really struggling with his mental health right now. So if you could be praying that the Lord will deliver him from his depression and anxiety, especially since we will be starting our life together and going into this whole new chapter with a lot of unknowns for the both of us. So if you could keep him and us in your prayers, that's greatly appreciated. Thanks, everyone.
I want to pray for Mark Durer, who called on Friday, May the 22nd. Dear God, I lift up Mark today and his request for his wife, Kim, who has been diagnosed with breast cancer, and they have 4 girls. God, I felt so strongly when I heard his request that it took great courage for him to call in. And yet, in his faith, he is believing that this community can come behind him and help him during this time. Lord, may you give him strength and his wife's strength and his girls. Let especially his family know that you are close and near to them. You are walking through these days, and you will be
their guide, and give them wisdom and help. Lord, bring healing to Kim, I pray, Lord, as she walks through this diagnosis. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. This is Kim from Oklahoma, but my new name is Kept in Perfect Peace.